I'm very happy that at least the third event of the lecture and of the award is now taking place in this historical place.
So what were our endpoints in this study? First of all, we wanted to assess the safety of this addition of PGE1 to unfractionated heparin. So we assessed it as the bleeding rate.
So our questions were to answer which skin resident immune cells are affected by tick feeding, whether tick saliva-induced immune suppression may facilitate the transmission of tick-borne pathogens, and whether it's possible to model tick feeding and tick-borne pathogen transmission in vitro.
We managed to establish conditions that would allow us to in vitro recapitulate the differentiation, the initiation and differentiation of this particular cell type of the human placenta or of the extracellular trophoblast.